interesting thing today, this never happens. Magically, my website from about 5 years ago, or 4 years ago, has been uploaded without us even doing it to where you can't even see my main page. Simultaneously, when this started happening 5 minutes in the show today, about an hour and 50 minutes ago, all the network streams for audio went down for the internet. And, of course, we need to get it where our people can get into the IT system themselves and fix it. But I don't control that. We're fixing it on our end at Infowars.com. But I've been on there before with Colonel Craig Roberts, who's one of the people that's giving me intel on what's going on. And right when I talk about this particular corporation based down on the river here in Austin, Texas, it's really a government front, talking about how they want to shut me down. Right as I said shut us down, we were cut off. Satellites themselves were cut off. And they love to do stuff like that. They love to leave mementos and, hey, we're watching you. And this whole thing's run out of fear. Many of their minions are nothing more than really slaves. Jordan Maxwell, what is it that they're planning to build? Why are they so afraid of the people hearing what you have to say today?
Well, I think that there's something very big going on here that's been going on for thousands of years, and it's a spiritual battle. And I'm not sure that any of us really understand the full implications of what the word God means, what the scriptures are really all about. The implications are just staggering for the future of the human race. Who are we? When we were created by God, I have no problem believing in a divine presence in the universe that men have called God. But I am really fearful of looking at, I think it's really going to be a very difficult subject to look at. Who really is in control of this planet? Where are we going as human creatures? What they have in mind is building something calling, it's called the new man. Spelled N-E-W-M-A-N, the new man. The new man is going to be a human which has all of its soul taken from it, so that you are nothing more than a worker, a consumer. You all, it was explained in the motion pictures. My friend Dick Gregory said once that Hollywood does three things only. It tells you what it's already done, what they're doing now, and what they're getting ready to do. And if you go back and rent the movie Network, in which Ned Beatty, as the head of the network, explains to...
That is the one-world government run by the corporations, and that you yourself are a share of stock.
That's it. And he said all your anxieties will be put to rest. They will, all the entertainment, everything will be provided for you, so that all you have to do is just do what you're told and go along to get along, and everything is going to be fine. And I think that this is a horrible darkness that the world is slowly but surely being led into, and I think it calls into question now, who are we as humans, who owns us, and what ultimately is going to happen here? Because I believe that the Creator is going to eventually have had enough, and when that happens, who was it, Thomas Jefferson said, I fear and I shudder when I think that God is just. The point he was making was that, when God decides to do something, when that divine presence in the universe decides to make a move, it doesn't matter now what you think. It just doesn't matter what side you're on. Now you've caused some serious problems.